you know, local media has an agenda that they're going to serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those
running
are
in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
The Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star. So care about
by your speakers. Anybody else have any interesting stories they want to tell?
This is Doug from After the Fall. Hey, this is John Lane from the Thriving Tropics of Leechburg, Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Rock Show. Featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer.
Hey, it's Bill, and you're tuned into the Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer. With me tonight, coming from Akron, Ohio, John Lane.
Hey, what's going on, Bill? Just sitting here at the Hilljack Ranch in my Stewie sleep pants and my Junkman t-shirt, and, you know, relaxed as I'll get out and making some chili and, you know, stuff for the family. What's going on?
Well, as I prepped you earlier, we're going to talk music scene for a little while, and we're going to discuss both Western Pennsylvania and Akron, and it's going to tie into an article that's coming out on akmusicscene.com tonight as well.
Nice, nice.
Just to give everyone else an idea of what we're talking about, back in September, a good friend of the show, Tony Marinacki, who owned Total Music and Entertainment, passed away. He lost his battle with cancer. And every year that I knew him up until last February, he put out a state of the entertainment in the Pittsburgh area post on his website. Well, last year he didn't do it because he was so sick. And I had promised him that I was going to keep his website running. And it's up if you'd like to check it out. It's tmentertainment.com. But I also decided that I needed to keep that state of the entertainment thing going. So I kind of put my twist on it, and if you go to the akmusicscene.com, you'll be able to read what some industry insiders here in Western Pennsylvania have to say about the state of entertainment, and you're going to get to hear from John tonight about both Western Pennsylvania and Akron, as he's been dealing in both of them recently.
Yeah, and yeah, we'll have to talk a little Cleveland in there too.
We can throw that in there. So those of you that aren't familiar, John is the American Hilljack lead singer, frontman of the band The Hellfire Club. He's also originally from Western Pennsylvania. So as I said,
yes, I am.
Kind of crosses us over in those two areas.
Yeah, so, I was a Katanning boy.
So how about we'll just go right into it. You ready?
Yeah, let's go with it.
All right. So how would you grade the local music scenes in both areas that we were discussing, if you had to put it on an A through F, like it was in school?
Okay. I would give what's going on right now in the music scene around the AK Valley there, you know, what I consider that a, you know, a B plus to an A. You know, it works well together. Whenever I go over there and play shows, I see that the bands work together. And that to me is a great music scene. No one's, you know, they don't treat it like a competition of each band where they're trying to, you know, keep the bands from performing less. They want to make everybody comfortable. I mean, just for instance, when we come over there, you know, everybody else, you know, was using the same drum set, and Chuck just wasn't comfortable playing on Franny's drum set, being Chuck is, you know, Magilla Gorilla, great big. You know, so he said something to Matt. You know, I asked Matt, and Matt could have said no. Chuck said that, you know, if you don't want to, and Matt's like, no, dude, we'll switch this stuff out. We'll make, you know, we'll make this happen. And there wasn't a big scuffle there, and we all worked together. You know, so to me, that's a B or A plus. And then you see the crowd, the fans. You know, there's such a crossover over there. Like you got people that love you know, the country bands as much as they love the metal bands. Mm-hmm. And that's to me is phenomenal. Like, you know, I'm playing on, you know, when we got there, I ain't gonna lie, for the, you know, show, I'm watching, you know, great bands, but I'm thinking, oh man, then we're gonna go on. Cause it's funny, cause you always say how heavy we are. And out here, there's a lot of places that we aren't considered heavy, you know? So I always forget that. So I go back there and it's like, oh my God, yeah, I ain't death metal, but man, I sure ain't Simon and Garfunkel here. And, you know, so
And Amber Alexis was the first band that played. So you guys showed up.
They were phenomenal.
Yeah.
You know, and,
but oh, definitely not metal.
Yeah. And even watching, you know, Xander Demos and, you know, even, you know, A Common Crown, you know, I'm watching them and I'm thinking, oh man, are we gonna, you know, do we switch our set? What do we do? You know? And I was like, all right, we're just gonna give it a run. And, but it went over, you know, and people loved it. And that's what I miss. Now, unfortunately out here, what I've come to see, and I'm sorry, anybody from Akron and Cleveland area that's watched this is not me knocking on the scene that I work in. It's just being truthful. I give us, you know, a C at best. For the C is because there's so much talent out here. There is a ton of talented bands. And there's, you know, as far as working together and having shows and trying to cater to build a, you know, a fan base for your own band, let alone the scene itself, everybody goes at each other instead of tries to work with each other, you know? And I've done it too. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that I'm perfect in it, you know, but in these last years, you know, I'm looking at my son, he's got 3 bands going on, you know, and he's 21 years old. I'm 42, you know, and I'm going to go as long as I can, but in all reality, what am I leaving behind for guys, you know, for bands like my son or like out here, bands like Walking in Circles or the Scenic Route that are young bands that are coming up, they're already doing good. And if I'm not trying to help the scene stay alive, I'm a strip miner, you know, I'm doing exactly what we all did, you know, all of us older guys did in the '80s. We took as much money as we could and left the scene a mess. And that's what a lot of, you know, both scenes have gone through trying to, you know, build that back up. So you don't get that, you know, out here. There's a lot of competition where there don't need to be, you know, to me, the biggest competition, I've said this on your, you know, interviews with you before on podcast, is what's going on in people's households, you know, DVRs, you know, Netflix. All that stuff is in the internet is your competition I'll be perfectly honest. I got a Class B trucker's license. You know, I go out and, you know, I get pulled over. I'm automatically assumed guilty until proven innocent, you know, rather than the other way around.
Right.
You know, so, you know, I gotta gauge myself. Okay. Do I want to go out and watch a band and risk? Yeah, you know, if I drink too much, that's my own fault. That's my choice if I drink. But those are thoughts that people have. And then, you know, with money and everything, you got to look at too. Okay, I want to go to 3 shows this month because that's what I can afford. What 3 shows do I go to? And that goes on in each scene. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and so it's hard for me to, you know, it's hard for me to get any more. When I was younger, of course, I was, you know, headstrong and I'm going to get, you know, I'm going to get mine. But now it's hard for me to do that when I see guys that are just like me that have been doing it as long as me and these younger guys are coming up that, you know, okay, why should I make it so uncomfortable for them to have, you know, get to play their stuff and hopefully get a few bucks? You know, that's not right. And so I wish, if anything, you know, I think that, you know, as far as talent and everything out here is phenomenal. But if we could learn to work together, and I know people get tired of hearing it from me out here. You always talk about where you came from. Why don't you just stay back there? You know, you kind of say, oh yeah, I've had people go off like that, you know, and there's a part of me that if I could have got my woman to move back there, that I would have went back there, you know, at different points, you know, but I just feel that, you know, if they would learn that it's not the competition isn't between each other as much as it is between getting the people to the bars and the clubs in the first place,
Well, let's talk about those types of things now, bars and clubs and other businesses. In your scene,
right.
So say Akron, Cleveland, and that area, what businesses or venues that deal with local music do you think are succeeding with helping to build this scene?
As far as giving them a place to play, I can get I think Traveler's Tavern out here, Tim and those guys, Tim and Micah, provide a great place for people to go. You know, mm-hmm. That's in Akron, and then we have the Empire Concert Club, which is owned by Eric. Now his last name escaped me. I just was talking to him recently, and those two, as far are doing a lot for the local scene. The place called The Bar downtown that is booked by Sean Head, ironically, is doing a lot. Chuck Steakhouse was doing some good things out here for that part of things, but unfortunately it's starting to slide. Casey's National Nights, it's doing great. It's helping. Those are all Akron. Now up around Cleveland, the ones that we've played so far, like Aces, the Sly Fox, 4280, the Agora. There's some good clubs that are doing good things, So I'm very, happy. But then there's also rumblings of different ones that are shutting down, getting ready to shut down because of the economy and everything. So it's like I said, it's all about. For me, I guess the younger guys, maybe the older guys should know better. They've seen a lot of clubs out here that were like Jumpin' Joe's and older clubs that were doing hot and doing great that ended up shutting down. That, now we got limited venues. So for me, it's like, oh man, how do we help these venues stay open? Because we're going to need them. We can't set up in our basement and get 300 people to come in to pay to watch you play. That's just the reality.
What about companies that like t-shirts or stickers, or do you have any of that going on out there?
I'm not in touch with that as much as I should be. Chuck set up everything to get the t-shirts done for the Hellfire Club. I'm always supposed to be doing something, even for you. I get sidetracked. I don't look up things speaking like I should. I know the concert calendar. It's coming. But, I know there's a lot of people that try to do different things out here, and it pops up and goes away. I don't know who's doing what for who or anything. I've thought of doing things myself, but at the same time, it takes a commitment. There's a lot of good, merchandise out there that someone's got to be out around here that, someone's got to be making it all. I just don't know who. Ooh, I can't even see who actually made our shirts, and I went and picked them up. I've become my mother, give me a mission, I complete it. Chuck said, I need you to pick these up at, this address at a certain time, and it's already paid for. Yes, got it done. But as far as back there, let's, how much is going, now I see the Moose is doing really good, mm-hmm. It seems like. And that's, within footsteps of your, where you're sitting now.
You can see it from here.
Yeah. And then, you got, obviously, the sidebar up there, Steve and Jen doing their thing. Mm-hmm. What clubs, other clubs over that way, how much are you plugged into that? What do you know about that?
Well, just by judging by what I see going on the internet, Pop Punk Night, is DJ'd by Adam from pitpunk.com. He puts on punk shows as well. Then you have the Alder Bar, which there's always something going on there.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And the easiest way, there are two ways to find out what's going on there. You can go to Alder Bar's website, or you can go to Dresky Entertainment. If you go to Dresky Entertainment's website, you're also going to see some other venues listed, and there's both local and major bands will be on that calendar. There's Mel's Pizzeria That
right.
You know yeah, where that is, right?
Yeah, it's Western Canyon, right in my old stomping grounds where I was a youngin' and just ran amok.
Kurt Costanzo's sister, I believe.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that, man.
Kurt.
I did not know that.
Kurt was in the band Cage, for those of you that are unfamiliar with that name.
Love him. Love that guy. Love that guy. He's one of the nicest, humblest guys in that music scene that I've ever dealt with, you know? To the opposite of me.
Let me think. Obviously, when you say the Moose, you mean Leechburg Moose. It's, number 102. Let's see.
Which I had a blast at. I mean, that room
isn't very small. Big.
we were packed in there with a shoehorn and just having fun. You know, I think that's why for me, these guys, we had a thing on Sunday where we talked about it. You know, this is supposed to be fun. I always get that thrown at me because, you know, I'm competitive. But that, when I went back there, that was fun. And I guess I miss a lot of that, you know. But when I was back there, what was funny, I was the same way as I was out here. I was competitive, you know. So it made it, you know, makes for a whole different set of, you know, functioning actions between band members and bands you work with.
I tell you what, John, we're going to take a short break.
Okay.
You're going to stick around for a couple more segments with me, right?
Yeah, let's rock it.
Okay. So you're tuned in to the Pennsylvania Rock Show. With me tonight is John Lane, also known as the American Hilljack. You want to give them your slogan?
Which one?
Pro.
Wait, you're PG. Yeah. Hey, the American Hilljack Pro Series, where you always got to be pro, positive, real, and original in all the things you do.
And you'll find out some more about that eventually. We'll be right back. And we're back on the Pennsylvania Rock Show. With me tonight on the phone, if you're just joining us, is John Lane from the band The Hellfire Club. What's up, John?
Yeah, not too much, Bill. Just hanging and banging and still stirring my chili for the family. You know?
It's not like Five Alarm, is it?
No, I can't do that. See, here's the whole thing. When you're like me, you know, I'm a redneck. My family are city people. You know, so I can't get any crazy, put different things, too many different things in. I can't make it too spicy because the women won't eat it, you know. And I'm too lazy to, you know, separate it and, you know, make my own little bit for myself. So I just got to, you know, appease the women of the house. You know, there's a lesson in that somewhere. I haven't figured it out yet, but you know, I'm working on it.
Hey, so let's continue our conversation about local music scenes.
Okay.
And this one, you're probably going to have to stick with Ohio for, but we'll deal with that.
Okay.
How do you think local radio stations have done with supporting local music in 2015? And are there any stations that you'd like to mention specifically?
Out here, I'll be perfectly honest with you. I don't feel there's much support. I feel that there is like a stigma that, especially around Akron, that it's caveman metal. Like it's, you know, that hate breed, that type of, you know, metal. So, you know, the stations around here, they don't pay much attention, you know, and nothing can be further from the truth. You know, LA Knights is, you know, modern hair metal. You know, I don't know what you call us, like a, you know, maybe a, you know, in the realm of Five Finger Death Punch or, you know, something along those lines. I don't know. You know, there's different things going on. Now, we don't have anything recorded by far no means, but there are other bands around here that does, and they don't get the attention. And that was originally what I wanted to do, was draw when you know, I teamed up and tried to do the, you know, original radio station. But, you know, it's hard out here to get, unless you've been one of these bands that's been, you know, one of these guys has been one of these bands that's been around forever. Local people don't, you know, local DJs and stuff don't pay much attention. Mm-hmm. You know, I get a little bit fortunate because I'm trying to break into the broadcasting realm that I get to interact with these people, but I don't overstep my bounds. When I'm there, I'm, you know, as a broadcaster, you know, and now if I don't get me wrong, we get stuff recorded and we get ready. Yeah. I'm going to try to, you know, do what I can, but you know, I'm not going to sit there and, you know, try to sell people on something I don't got, you know, and a lot of, and that's another thing. That's what I feel, you know, just putting it out there on the whole radio thing that me and Josie attempted to do, that I feel like I did the same thing that so many other people did out here to these people. And why the scene has the problems it does is I offered something and promised something and couldn't follow through, you know? So
yeah, again, but if you recall, I told you that I'm going to make sure you do follow through.
Yeah, I understand. We'll get on to that, I'm sure. But,
and we're going with that March deadline that you gave me too, just so you know, that's it. It's final. That's where it's happening.
Okay. But you know, what I see going on back in that neck of the woods, the Butler radio station seems like
97.7 rocks.
Yeah, and I've even caught it different times driving back and forth, you know, and caught, you know, Utah on there and, you know, different things. And I've even tuned in
to that show is awesome.
Yeah. And I've even tuned into the, you know, different computer apps and different stuff, you know, different things.
I was going to mention that. Yeah. If you're listening to the show and you don't know what it is, you can go to their website, 977rocks.com, and you can listen to podcast versions of the Grassroots Show, which is basically what we're doing here, except it's on FM radio, which makes it so much cooler.
And great. and it's great. You know, even I don't know about the other stations in Pittsburgh anymore. That I know there was other ones that used to have things going. I know DVEs through the coffee house and stuff like that.
They actually just had a new studio built.
Right. Okay.
I'll show you a video of it later. For those of you that are listening, look up the band Tarachan Sky. That's it. Tarachan Sky. That's it. And if you can't spell that, look up, just type in Sky and Daisy Duke, Miss Daisy Duke, which is their new album. That should get you there. And you could see them playing in the studio at the X/ DVE.
Now I know when Rock for Life comes around, Steve and those guys go down to, you know, what used to be the X. Is it still the X or what is it now?
It is. And Abby interviews them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know who Abby is, coincidentally?
No.
Abby is the lead singer of the local band Fist Fight in the Parking Lot.
Oh, okay. That I used to play on the Sunday Buzz. You know, yes. I love that band.
And she was also in another band who's still together called the Moto Psychos.
Yes, the Moto Psychos. Oh, my gosh. I had a drummer that the male drummer, I don't know if they still have him for a while, that used to play with me and Dan Newman in a band back, you know, in the day. And they were a great band. They were a great band.
So, yeah, you know, DVE is doing, I think it's once a month they're putting on a show with local bands. Mm-hmm. So they're starting to step back into that fold.
Right.
The X has a local listen, and they play local music on, I think it's called Edge of the X, which is Sunday nights. Right. And then 97.7, you know, they're all in. They do the Grassroots Show every Sunday, and they play local music in a regular rotation.
Yeah, and that Grassroots, exactly. There's been times I've been, you know, driving over there, you know, to, you know, the original Hill Jill's house, my mom, and, you know, and I've caught, you know, a Cage tune, mm-hmm. you know, that I haven't heard in, you know, forever and a day, you know, it's like, wow, this is cool. You know, yeah, these are guys that I grew up with. These are guys that, you know, and you know, you don't get, and that'd be out here. That'd be so nice if we could get something like that. Even, I don't, you know, I would love to be the one to do it because I'd love the credit, you know, that's me. But at the same time, I'd love for anybody to do it. Not just for my band. There's tons of bands out here that are, you know, have great songs that, you know, I've played on, you know, my different podcasts and everything that, you know, it'd be nice that, you know, they got recognized for it. But that's just my opinion.
So on to the next question.
Okay.
In the year 2015, since we're looking back on the entertainment, state of entertainment in 2015, what band in your music scene do you think most epitomized being a local unsigned band?
Local unsigned. Good Correct. Thing you clarified that. Because, of course, if I was going to say, you know, a local band that, you know, blasted big, Red Sun Rising, anybody that is out there listening, that's who even gave the Hellfire Club their first show. Those guys got a great record deal. They, you know, they are blowing up big. You know, unfortunately, Tyler their one guitar player, who is a, you know, good friend of mine, has left the band due to personal differences, and that's fine. You know, that happens, but they are a great band. Now on to a band that, you know, in 2015 that, you know, is making a noise, doing some things. There's a few, LA Knights, obviously, you know, that, you know, Josie Zeitler has, and, you know, they got picked up by Independent Ear, a record label.
I'm going to tell you, every time I see them in my Facebook timeline, I have to do a double take because I think I'm looking at Motley Crue.
And that's the whole thing. That, you know, and dude, I love their stuff, and I know, and that's just one of Josie's big influences. You know, so you know, yeah, it does. You know, it does come off, but they are good at what they do. Impending Lies out here is another band. Erasing Never, they're another band that's doing things that are, you know, impressive. You know, there's bands, but their music's impressive, but unfortunately I feel they get held back because of the way the scene is. Even LA Knights. Now they're making some noise right now in 2016. I hope they can continue it. You know, and you know, I'm not even including my own band in there, you know, cause we, to me right now, we're in still the infinite stages. Of course, I'm going to paint the colors brighter than what they are. You know, we are still, you know, finding, you know, what we're supposed to do. And like we even talked about on that Sunday, I still have the 80s mentality of I'm going to ram it down your throat. Okay. I might not be doing 80s music, but I got a habit of wanting to ram it down your throat. Those guys are like, man, we need to let the music do the talking a little bit more. So I'm, you know, I'm trying to lay back on that. It ain't always easy for me.
Somebody, you know, scream.
Yeah. I want me, if you picture our band, Dave, my guitar player, is the most humblest guy that, you know, the way I compare, like I told him, I'm, you know, I'm Daffy Duck. Okay. I will set myself on fire for that crowd that's there at that moment to get that attention, not thinking of who I'm going to offend, who I'm going to upset, but just to get over for that moment. And the fact that I'm never going to be able to perform again, you know, where Dave, he's, you know, he's thinking, okay, how do I make this the best I can and still have, you know, the longevity to do it again? You know, so that's the difference between us, you know. So it's there's a lot of bands out here that you know, I think have potential, but I feel the limitations of what they are getting, you know, promoted with. And some of them, and by far no means do I think I have it down. I want to first clarify, you know, I'm throwing stuff at the wall and hoping it sticks, you know, half the time. You know, I got wild ideas, you know, and you know, sometimes, you know, I do them and then I get one, you know, something from the guys or somebody, you know, like, why are you doing that? You know, so I don't know, but you know, a lot of them don't even promote, you know, the way that, you know, you, and the ones that do promote are the ones, and no offense to them, that aren't that good. So, you know, and they, you know, so it's hard to, you know, put that all together, you know, and if I say anything, I always come across, you know, I either get, I think I'm a big rock star or something, where, you know, all I'm seeing is like, man, you got a great band. No one knows who you are. You need to get it out there somehow, you know, and you know, so I don't know, you know, maybe I'm wrong, but that's just the way I look at it.
Hey, so now looking from the outside in, what band over here in Western Pennsylvania do you think epitomizes the unsigned music scene?
Dude, I hate to blow smoke up these guys' butts because they're just finally letting me come back over. You know, I'm on double secret probation to behave.
I know who you're going to say. And, here, yeah. I'll even cut you off. So, Iron City Rocks, which is a podcast about Pittsburgh music.
Right.
You know, it's both unsigned and major bands. They put out a vote every year, and they give out the Pittsburgh Music Awards. And I'm going to go ahead and say that John is going to mention the band that won one today. Actually, it was released today. And
it's After the Fall.
It is.
You know,
did you see the award that they won?
Yeah. And you know, and I gave you tip of the hat from the Hill Jack on that. Those guys,
the best rock band, by the way.
And they're doing what I think any band should be doing in any music scene the way they're doing it. And then they're doing it again with, you know, Slant Six. You know, Steve
just recently released a CD, which will lead us right into the next question, but go ahead.
And now they're starting to do it with a Common Crown, you know? And like I told them, my biggest thing, I always looked up to those guys. And I probably always tried too hard and, you know, and came across like, you know, 40 grit sandpaper across the taint, you know, not on purpose, because I wanted to impress those guys. Cause I wanted to, you know, and I also wanted to learn from them. I still want to learn from them. You know, you look at what they're doing and they took bands like, you know, and this is no shot, but before that, you know, Whiskey High, Skell, you know, they were Pittsburgh, you know, that was it. You couldn't, you know, they hadn't been up in the, you know, Ford City area since, you know, back, you know, in the day. And then, you know, they brought them up, you know, and then, you know, other bands, and then they're bringing bands in from over here, you know, X Factor One and everything. Yeah. You know, it's, you know, I'm not even talking about anything.
I love that band, by the way, X Factor One.
Yeah. And the whole thing is, I'm not talking about anything I've done. Like, I have a connection. So yeah, I'm going to come begging every once in a while. Hey man, can I come play a show? You know, there's got, you know, they're searching out bands and they're trying to get them over in their area, you know, and over means to be popular, you know, wrestling term. So like, you know, I look at that and it's like, wow, man. And then like the stuff they're writing, they, you know, you got to remember, I've been a fan of Steven Matz since Hybrid, since the very first disc, you know, so I've seen Substance. Them go through. Yes, I've seen them go through all these different lineups and everything. And of course, I even recorded one of their songs, you know, covered, you know, one of their songs, Intention, you know, from High. Yeah. So, I mean, they have so much going on. Now there's other bands over there too. I've become a big fan of Chip Demonic, you know,
who's currently on a hiatus.
You know, I love his videos. I love, you know, his creativity. He's like me. You know, he's a Daffy Duck. He'll set himself on fire to get that attention. You know, there's other big, like Fist Fight in the Parking Lot. You know, I was playing them on my, you know, my Sunday Buzz show on Arc Rage Radio, you know, Sixth Sense, you know, you know, and don't get me wrong. You know, I'm going to, of course, going to play Sixth Sense. If Scott Boyd, you know, decided to go, you know, Barbershop Quartet, I'm going to play him because, you know, I just think he's a god, you know. But it's
earlier you mentioned the band Skell.
Yeah.
They also won one of the Pitzer Music Awards for 2015. They were named the best metal band in Pittsburgh for this year.
Well, if it wasn't for Mikey Pallone and every lineup he's had of Whiskey High, I would not be talking to you right now, because I was a drummer and I used to ride my pedal bike from West Katanning down to Ford City there to, you know, watch Whiskey High. In fact, I think I was actually there when they recorded the stuff that ended up being live in 92. And, you know, when I felt so bad when Keith passed last year. And ironically, that's, you know, a year ago today.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
You know, and the whole thing is, you know, that band is like Metallica to me. Because, you know, you have Richie, yeah, that was originally in there, you know, they were the Van Halen, you know, of, you know, Pittsburgh to me, you know, brothers, you know, and I loved Richie and Mikey, you know, and they just have their own way of joking around and still do. Then, you had the original singer, then you had Scott, then you had, you know, Chris Dittman, then you had Bones, you know, you had several people in there, and each person that was in there, you know, to me, what was a valued thing that got them to where they're at now. You know,
Bones is one interesting one to mention.
Yeah,
you know, he was in Skell, which is, you know, screaming metal fury.
Bassist,
right? He sings in a band called Dimwit now, which is like an 80s cover band.
It plays guitar like I play guitar to write, and you know, and I get this thing where I think I can play this song on stage, and then, you know, I go and sing it. Then I go and watch somebody like, you know, Bones, and it's like, no, I can't. You know, and he's another one that I feel is totally underrated.
He's also singing in a band called Sour Mash with Tim Henry.
I didn't hear that
yet. Are you familiar with Tim Henry? He was in Hybrid. Yeah, they're a Southern rock band.
Dude, that is so great. And that's the difference that I think why I feel so comfortable when I come back home, because everybody listens to different things and can play different things. We're out here, if you're in a metal band and God forbid you go and, you know, do something in another band that is not within that band's genre, all of a sudden, that's terrible, you know? And even, you know, Terry McCausland, or what is he now? Terry Lee Spencer. You know, Terry started
the author of that song that you covered.
Yeah. Well, technically, Matt wrote the lyrics, I've been informed, but that's just what I was told.
Okay. I don't know.
There's a battle on that. But in all seriousness, though, you know, he started out in present tense with my guitar player that was in Payne's Invention. So I've seen his evolution from, you know, doing, you know, 3 a.m. by Matchbox 20 to doing, you know, System of the Down with, you know, Steve and them to, you know.
And then he went to Step 11. Step 11, which is, you know, along the lines of Skell and Whiskey High. Yeah,
and-, and then, you know, Super Zero with, you know, George Ivanusik on guitar with, mm-hmm. you know, Matt and them, that was an Impune with me. And, you know.
And now he's doing country. Yeah, and very well.
You know, and the same thing with Bono. Like, dude, I still go and, like, you know, I watched when they did Slipknot at Rock for Life. And it's like, oh my God, man, that'd be great to be able to do that. I envy that they got to do that. But then I can turn around and I can watch him do something with Dimwit, you know, where they're doing Van Halen, where I'm going,
from screaming to keyboards.
Love to do that, you know? Yes, it's such a diverse amount of talent, and no one, you know, shutters or shuts anyone out because they're doing something different than what they normally, you know, do, you know, and that's what it's all about. In fact, I'm going to, you know, not to get too far off track. So, you know, and I'm going to talk about it, you know, our bass player went and filled in for Fracture out here. I was a little bit, you know, worried, like, oh man, is he going to want to split, you know? So I got a little bit tense, but then I forgot the biggest thing that is important with me and Jason is Jason's my friend. You know, I got to do things, you know, I got fortunate enough and lucky enough to do things. So, you know, for me to be a jerk about it, and I wasn't a real jerk about it. I was honestly worried that, yeah, he's going to be happier somewhere else, you know, but at the same time, he got to play on stage with, you know, Fracture, which is a popular band out here, but he got to play on stage with Tim and, you know,
Tim the Ripper Owens. And it was Judas Priest song, correct?
Yeah, a couple of them, you know, and, you know, and that's, you know, and, you know, I just need to be more like my roots are, to be happy for somebody, you know, and not be, you know, okay, yeah, you can't smother, you can't, you know. I've done, you know, how can I sit there when I used to go and play in three different, four different bands at a time and then get upset with somebody else?
Right.
You know, especially someone who's my friend and I respect, not just because it's in my band, but, you know, this is the first band I've been in a long time where it's a friend, more friend atmosphere. And, you know, and we had a whole conversation on Sunday, and it wasn't like no one yelled, no one hollered, no one screamed, no one threatened each other. But it was like, okay, this is what bothers me, this is what bothers you, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, and that was cool, you know, and that's, we all see past who we are. And that's why I had to take that step back and do that, you know, but, you know, looking at the bands over there, like I said, you know, Bones is a perfect example of that, you know, Terry Lee Spencer, you know, you know, he's an example of that, done so many different things, you know, Matt and Steve. You know, even though they've basically been around the same type of music, but they've done so many different varieties. You know, Slant 6 is awesome. You know, it is phenomenal stuff.
Did you know that Matt filled in for Doppler Effect at one point?
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's talent.
I mean filled in, I mean it was like last minute because I was trying to get Doppler Effect to play and I didn't have a drummer, and Matt just sat down and played.
Yeah, you know, and there's guys out here that could do that. I'm not knocking anybody's talent out here by far, no means. There's guys that are 10 times better singers, 10 times better drummers than are in my band or guitar players, but everybody is so guarded to be expanded, you know, and just, oh, yeah, do this, do that, you know, so it makes it a little tougher, you know. I respect their, you know, sticking to their, you know, who they are and everything. But at the same time, sometimes you're killing your own vibe and the thing that you want to do with your life. That's just my opinion, though. You know, I could be wrong.
All right, well, we're going to take another break, and I have three more questions for you.
Let's talk to you. You got to cut me off.
I did. That's what I was doing now. So you're tuned in to the Pennsylvania Rock Show. With me tonight is John Lane, the American Hill Jack, coming to you from Akron, Ohio, in his pajamas. And I am broadcasting to you from Leechburg, Pennsylvania. We will be right back.
Hey, this is John, the American Hill Jack Lane, hanging with Bill from the PA Rock Show, and we're discussing the music scenes and the state of such within the Pittsburgh and the Akron, Cleveland area. So let's hear these questions you got. Let's run through these last ones.
Last three. Okay, you ready? Yep. And this one is pretty much worldwide, this question. It's not even centered on our little tri-state area. How important do you think press CDs are in 2015? Or do you think digital downloads are more valid in this day and age?
I am learning that digital downloads seem to be more valuable than what I ever thought they were. You gave me a card from a band when I come over there that I could just go and get their, you know, get their stuff.
Right.
And I see a lot more bands going for that. It's a hard thing for me because I'm old school. I want something in my hand, you know, but it does seem with the younger generation, the 18 to 35s, that, you know, the demographic of rock and metal music truly is that, you know, if you're trying to sell something on a national level, it seems digital download. You know, I could be wrong, but that's what I'm seeing anyways.
Trying to sell in just your scene, which way would you go, do you think?
Right now, it's still at that cusp of there's still people want that same thing I do. They want that CD in their hand. But then there's also, if they can't get the CD, there's a lot of people that, you know, still buy the digital downloads, mm-hmm. you know? So it's a very on the fence, I think, right now. It could go either way. Could be wrong. That's what I'm saying. You know, like I said, unfortunately for me, I'm an older guy. You know, I always talk like I'm over the hill, but you know, I'm really not. But at the same time, I hold on to things from, you know, old days. So, you know,
for the record, John, you're only three years older than me. So I don't consider you old.
Right. But, you know, I have that, I'll admit, and I've learned that a lot this week, how I have that old school 80s mentality, even though I'm doing a modern type music, you know, so I'm not the best to even judge on that. But from what I'm seeing from other bands, like I said, yeah, it's right down the middle out here, you know, and now back your way when we, did the, Pennsylvania Rock Show. Yeah,
anniversary show. Piled those CDs on you.
and you hand me a bunch of CDs, but also you guys put out those CDs and people, you know, they were loving them.
Oh yeah. The ones I put on the pool table. I think there were six left at the end of the night. And I think I put like 70 out.
And that's, so there's still that, you know, yeah. So it might be right down the middle over there too, as well. I could be wrong. I don't know. You know, so.
Here's one for your Akron, Cleveland area. How would you grade, with that A to F again, the major music scene there?
Do you mean like, you know, the Nationals?
Yeah, I mean when the Nationals come into town.
It is hit and miss anymore. And a lot of that is economy, you know. We are getting some of the, you know, bands that a lot of other areas are getting, but we're, you know, I just don't see them selling the crowd. I don't see them selling out like they used to.
We get skipped a lot here in Pittsburgh now.
Yeah, I noticed that. And then they'll skip you guys and come here And you will even get people that drive clear from Pittsburgh to see some of these bands. Mm-hmm. But then, like I said, they're still not selling out, you know, so it's a hard thing. And then, you know, and then you got, you know, a lot of these, and here's where people are going to get mad. These people that think they're promoters and, they, you know, they sign onto some contract and bring, you know, some, you know, national in and then put, you know, 16 local bands to sell tickets to pay for this national. And, you know, I think that's, you know, a murder of
that kind of stuff happens everywhere, I think.
Oh yeah. Yeah. By far no means, you know, but what I like seeing over in the Pittsburgh area, cause it was really rampant when I was over there, living there playing, it seems like there's less and less of it, that the band stood up and said, hey, we're not going to take this, you know? And I think that if we could do, if people would do that out there and just say, hey man, I'm not jumping on that. Yeah. Do that out here and make a stand and say, I'm not jumping on the, you know, bill to help you out, you know, when you're just, you know, you're not doing anything to put back into the scene, that, you know, it'd be make a difference. But yeah, you know, again, my opinion, could be wrong.
See, I told you these were going to be shorter ones. You ready for number three?
Shoot me with number three.
Okay. And this one you can answer both places.
Okay.
Sure. What non-music related entertainment companies and businesses would you suggest a visitor to these areas, both Akron and Western Pennsylvania, like Pittsburgh area? What would you suggest they visit? Like, can't miss. If you're there, you have to go there.
Okay. For me, over in Western Pennsylvania, there's tons of things. You know, you want to be a redneck hillbilly and find out what it's all about, go to Buttermilk Falls, you know, if you're in Katanning. I love it up there. But, you know, Cook's Forest, you know, different things like that for me, you know, you can't miss, you know, the Science Center, you know, over there for the kids, mm-hmm. you know, it's great, you know, for taking the kids to and everything, even for adults. You know, I went there and seen, the Pink Floyd laser light show for the Wall, you know, in, 2000, I think it was.
They're still doing those.
Yeah. That's great. That's great stuff. You can't miss that stuff, you know? Yeah. So, you know, over here, there's, you know, different, a lot of the same things. I ain't gonna lie. Me and the family, we go to, you know, ghost hunting and we go around, to Trans Allegheny, Insane Asylum down in West Virginia. well, we go to the Baker's Mansion over there in Johnstown for, and go up there and ghost hunt as well, or over there. So, you know, that's just me though. You know, I don't know. I'm not the normal, I'm not the guy that, you know, to maybe ask what are the best places to go to, because where I go, you know, I'm not, it's not the hip place to hang out. I go because I like things.
The Hall of Fame is in Cleveland, right?
Oh yeah, the Football Hall of Fame. Me and my daughter went there. Every year the school gives them, you know, them a free pass, but of course don't give the parents a free pass, so it costs you a pretty penny.
Well, that's how they do that.
Oh yeah. But it's great. I mean, my daughter honestly ain't as interested in football as what I am, but she does take an interest. And it's fun. And it's great. It's a great day. And, you know, and they get to, you know, do different things, you know, throw a football, and they, you know, didn't get different prizes and stuff. And it's pretty cool. It's pretty fun. Yeah. So, over here, that's great.
I do have another question for you. Being a transplant to Akron.
Okay.
What is a zip?
I guess that is tied in with the, kangaroo thing. I think it's since changed. I don't know. I don't really. I am terrible about, even though this is where I am residing and probably will reside as long as Teresa wants to be here. I'm still not plugged in to a lot of things over here like I should be.
Okay, well, that's your homework assignment. You need to find out from me what the University of Akron's.
Yeah. Like I know different things, but it's funny. I know more stuff about back home. And what's going on back there with, you know, even the high school teams and stuff, because, you know, my nieces and nephews and stuff and everything that I do over here. And even down where my son and, you know, daughter in Lisbon, and he's, you know, going to Youngstown University, you know, and things like that. So it, you know, it's, you know, but, I will, you know, dig into that zip thing for you because, my brother and future brother-in-law, Teresa's brother, Casey, was on their baseball team, you know, the Akron Zips, you know, down there. So I have some inside scoop. I just don't take advantage of it. Like most of the things I do.
Yeah, that's an odd question to ask on the show, but you know, what is it? I played in a lacrosse tournament there once. Still don't know what a zip is.
Talk about that with the Hellfire Club, you know, interview. I see different people that come out and do different things around here from my area. And I always tell them, they always put up in Facebook afterwards. It's like, dude, you know, you're coming out here, you know, let's hook up, you know, let's, you know, go for a cup of coffee. You know, we don't have to just go to the bar and be crazy. You know, you just, you know, cause there's a lot of people that come out this way for different things, you know, comic cons and different things, you know, so it's like, wow, you know, let's hook up, you know. And I'm terrible about that too, because John Fox, that was on your show, has offered to take me to Permane's now for like 3 years. And I always, you know, well, next time, you know.
He posted a story about, he's playing, I can't remember what it was. He's playing a song in his last show and his string broke.
Right.
Did you see it?
No, I did not.
And
I've talked to John. John's a very talented guy. I've talked to him several times, even personally on the phone. And, you know, I'm terrible at getting together with people. You know, I really have no room to complain about anybody doing it to me because I am terrible at that. So,
well, for the record, since you said that, I asked John last night if he was available to do this. So while I give him a hard time about the concert calendar, it really isn't that way.
Always the second John picked, huh?
It worked out perfectly. It enabled me to, you know, go the direction of the article I was writing. So if you missed that portion of the conversation, make sure you go to akmusicscene.com and read the article about the state of local entertainment. So far there are Chip DeMonic, who you mentioned earlier, is in it. JJ Clazon, who runs Western Pennsylvania Music Scene, and a few John other Clazon. People have piped in their opinions on the questions that I asked John tonight.
Right.
So, hey, let's see. We covered a lot of stuff tonight. Talking about Iron City Rocks, Pit Punk. What we did not cover, however, is I kind of put you on a spot earlier because I said we're sticking to that March deadline. And now I'm really putting you on the spot.
now this is, so everybody knows, this is not thought out. This is, you know, what I was going to say, because I didn't even know it was going to be brought up. Unfortunately, out here, I attempted to start something similar to the PA Rock Show, and it did not go as planned. I had to step away, you know, just for my own self being of what I wanted to do and what I seen things need to get. Nothing against those guys. I wish them all the luck, and I hope that they, you know, have some success. But in the interim, or however you say it,
interim, that's the word you're looking
interim,
for.
Interim, that's it. Between Mr. Damiano here and my luscious woman, you know, some chick from Akron got on me about that I need to do something because they didn't follow through. So I am in the midst of designing the American Heel Jack Pro Series radio, you know, A Pro radio is, you know, for short. And it's going to hopefully be a lot similar to what the PA Rock Show is and build upon that. I am a little nervous about it because it's going to be me, kind of like what Bill is, you know. I feel this is what I need to do for the time being. And hopefully, you know, it'll be something good for the scene as well as myself and give me a chance to show off my broadcast skills, you know, and also, you know, give these bands. Yeah, give these bands, you know, the bands that I talked about, some exposure for things, you know, and I want to get cross promotion going. Just so you know, just announced, you know, well, not even announced, just booked Half the Fall is going to be coming out here and opening for the Hellfire Club at Traveler's Tavern on April 1st.
Nice.
You know, and I'm excited. Like, I'm excited for coming back and playing there on the 13th at the Sidebar, because that's my hometown, Katanning. I haven't ever sang I never sang a whole show in the town of Katanning.
Never?
Never. Last time I played a whole show, I played drums, and it was at the Wixie Saloon. I was in high school. Now, you know, like, I've done shows around Katanning.
I spent a lot of time in Wick City about 15 years ago. And I was following bands.
And
I wasn't drinking. I was the DD.
I was always the guy drinking. But
I wrote a song about it.
I get to bring those guys back out here. Now, they come out here before and played when they had BJ and Brandon in the band. They played with us at Chuck's Steakhouse and several places. I can't even think of them all. I say your A's down. I can't remember. But they're getting to come out and play at Traveler's Tavern, Tim Owens Traveler's Tavern. And, you know, with us on April 1st, it's going to be great. And I want to continue that and, you know, have that stupid phone and have that going on.
Was your phone vibrating? Is that what that was?
Yeah, it's telling me that it's going to die. You know, so that's really been my goal the whole time. And since I've come out here, because I just see so much talent. And, you know, and that's why like I mentioned earlier, that's why I envy Steve and Matt for what they do, because they did exactly what I thought should be done in the first place, bringing in guys from around, you know, different areas. They always did.
Dog Day Sunrise?
Yeah, that's it. From up in New York. And mm-hmm. They were always smart about it. They were always, you know.
Day Sunrise on the show occasionally.
Yeah, they're great. They are a great band, you know.
Mushroom Clouds.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, so that's basically what I'm hoping to make happen. And me, along with Bill, guiding me as always and trying to kick me into gear and keep me moving forward. So hopefully in March here, we can have that all launched and going. And I hope to deliver, you know, as much entertainment, you know, from local scene and the tri-state area scene, just like Bill does, you know. And I thank you for being the inspiration, Bill, and, you know, guide me on all you have.
Well, we're definitely going to make sure it happens. When we get off the air here tonight, you're not done. You have to go to Facebook.
That's all he did. He just suckered me into doing an interview so he could lecture me like Teresa does. That's all he did. I knew it. I think you guys conspire behind my back.
I have honestly never carried on a conversation with Teresa, ever.
You don't have to. It's great, because I'll say something you said or something you've messaged me, and she'll go, "Oh, he's right." You know, it's like, you know, oh man, you know, it's a, you know, I can't win.
So anyway, you've been tuned into the Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer. This is the episode for February 2016. With me tonight was John Lane of the Hellfire Club. You can check him out at hellfiremusic.com. And also soon to be aproradio.com. Right. Like later tonight, if I get my way.
I don't know about later tonight, but soon. Soon.
Well, we got to do it before Friday now, because we announced the .com and someone was going to steal it.
Yeah, so we're going to have to definitely do it by Friday.
See? See how I did that? I told you I was going to make sure it happens.
You see, I'm telling you, everybody, don't let him fool you. He plays as nice guy, but he's a slave driver.
Anyway, we'll catch you next month.
You are one of the most honest and genuine people that just want to help people. And in my definition of a pro, being positive, real, and original, you are definitely one of those people.
Thank you.
And I appreciate everything you do, not just for me, but for the music scene and for all you do with your kids and with your school and everything. You know, the deck hockey stuff we're just talking about, that is above and beyond what, you know, the average person does.
Well, thank you. Hey, so anyway, akmusicscene.com, pitpunk.com, tmentertainment.com, hellfiremusic.com, parockshow.com. What else did we mention? I don't remember. Aproradio.com.
After the Fall, you know.
The Fall, you're going to have to look up on, well, actually, you can go to fuentertainmentrocks.com. That has returned for those of you that noticed it was missing for a little while.
Scalerocks.net,
I believe. If it's not .net, it's .com. It's definitely Scalerocks.
Here's the best thing Bill will do. He'll put all these links in the description of the show.
It'll be there.
And I put you to work.
But I do it every month, so. Okay, anyway, we are out of here. See you next month.
Later.